Greg Ducey actually wanted to make a comment in general.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, in reviewing the Grayton permit, I shared this with Matt and Nate earlier in the week. I want to bring the issue up now, and then we'll revisit it when we get to the triennial review. But it struck me as I was reading this that the discharge to receiving water during the wet weather season for Grayton and for a number of these NPDES permits we give is set by calendar date October 1 through May 14th. And that's defined as the wet weather season. But I think we, in order to keep current with our policies as they evolve related to weather and climate, I think what we need to consider is during what is defined as the wet weather season, we need to consider whether or not it's actually wet. As we see our rain patterns have changed, I wish the wet season would start on October 1 every year. But as we saw this year, which was a fairly normal rain year, it didn't start until well into February and even into March. So I think as later on as we get to the triennial review, I think when we start talking about receiving waters for receiving effluent or recycled water, we need to consider flow requirements as well, recognizing that they may be different for each body of receiving water. But I just think in order to stay current and to incorporate what we know is happening, that might be a change that we should consider. Thank you.
Thank you for that clarification, and we'll pick up that thread. Sounds like a little bit later. That sounds great. All right, this is the time and place for a hearing by the California Regional Water Quality Control